running this recruiting thing by what, Zoo or something, or writing?
If I remember, in 2010, if you remember, they would then come in, introduce the assistant secretary, who would say, I want to submit such a petition, and we would do our thing, and they would definitely would do.
Check them, but that's about it. We turned them in, she said, you know, you're the head guy, and you go find your staff, go with them. And we gave them some ideas and names, and we tried to make them check through Harry Money, but, you know, poor Harry Money. Those are actually Harry Money and Fred Allen. Allen, yeah, he walks in, and he's doing a hell of a job now, but with the old secretary, he goes in and says, here are the people who want to leave your department, you can get them out of here, before the new secretary comes in. Very good idea. Okay, we're glad to get rid of these people, and then once the new guy comes in, still instead of tear down. But then the new guy comes in, and now he says, here are the people for your, team, you know. Obviously, if they have a overriding objection, that's considered important. Signals come through loud and clear, but.
I suppose the ones I am most concerned about are those that we are letting go back to get support strong in the campaign. I bet we're not getting service. You are
concerned about those, and there are some that we are. And it's too bad.
We have to let go for different comments.
Well, yeah, for varying reasons. But what, for instance, tonight, would you think of when Jim Beggs, the transportation counselor, he's a clock. And he's been, he's a nice guy.
Right.
He's totally useless. But his wife busted her ass for doing the campaign. She organized the cabinet and sub-cabinet and staff wives.
What are we going to do for Dave? I tried to get him in commission.
This morning.
That's what I'm doing, so.
He wants to do it. See, because the thing we've got to recognize is most of these people are not here because they want to be in government. They're here because someone got them funded to go.
And also, he'll make
money. You're
not doing that. Outside money.
Sure. You're not doing them any favors by keeping them in.
I did add those five names as well. We were to bring it up to that, because I saw Klein on there, and I thought we must have those for him.
Well, if you were adding them, those were what you should have added.
We didn't have Colson on there, but he's been enough.
Colson's been in all of this room, and so
he's gotten his play.
And he's gotten a very big play. On the thing last night, he got to play this early, a couple of hoops with him. But fire the reception, which builds him up, just
years from now,
he's setting that up.
Right.
I'll tell you, I'm impressed as hell with Baruch, too.
Right, he asked me about it, I said, I never met him, but I said, how old is he?
He looks like a gorilla out of the zoo.
I hope he is.
He really does. I mean, he's one of the ugliest guys I've ever seen in my life.
His father's ugly.
Well, seems to me he's uglier than his father.
for nothing. Now this time, we're going to do as well as we can, but we're going to broker the shit out of everything. You've just got to do it.
But John,
give John enough good workmen that he doesn't get fouled on top of
that. That's what it's going to say. We've got to do both, though. If we don't do well, they'll really tear us through it. So it's a sine qua non. We've got to do well first, then after that, we've got to be sure.
Let me put it this way. We've got enough John's people. I mean, you're giving it away on what
think Pat's excited enough about what he's doing. Your fans can answer when we see if I can get a question. And that's, nobody can question. You've got a distinction.
Evidently, do you have any public relations inhibitions about this band that you'd like to get along with?
Thank you.
president's right.
Politics for us, Bob.
Absolutely.
I'll take it as a compliment.